Jude, verse number 20, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God. There you go, Sister Faye. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and of some have compassion, making a difference. And of some have compassion, making a difference. You know, the new year presents a lot of opportunities for us. As Christians, it presents a lot of opportunities for us to, routines are a good thing. But sometimes you get into a routine in your spiritual life and you can go on with the routine without your heart being in it at all. You can go on with your religious activity without the Spirit and without even much thought as to what's going on and what you're doing. So one of the advantages of setting aside a week, like we are asking everyone to do next week, is it breaks the routine. It breaks the routine and it causes us to focus spiritually on some things that God wants us to focus on. As I said, it's not a bad thing to have a routine, because everyone, you know, we need to have a routine that we are, you know, we are reading the Bible and we're in the routine of prayer and we're in the routine of coming to church. And so routine is not bad. The downside of it is that you can get into a routine so much that you can almost do it without thinking about it. You know the songs. You know what's going to happen next in the service. Even our prayers become so routine that there's not much heart in it. And not even much thought to what we are saying or what we are doing. So if we break the routine for a few days, it helps us to realize, wait a minute, now what I normally do today is I do this. But instead, your attention and your focus is on, no, I need to give this time to some more time in the Word and some time in prayer and some time in the presence of the Lord. I need to ask the Lord what He's wanting to say and what He's wanting to do. And so if we're not doing what we're doing with all of our heart, everything flows out of our heart. The Bible says out of it, the heart. Out of the heart flows the issues of life. Everything flows out of your heart relationship with the Lord. And if that becomes dull, if that becomes, you know, without thought, without sincerity, without fervency, then it's a routine, and the routine becomes like a rut to you. And your spiritual life dries up. We talked a little bit about this the last weekend when we spoke to you about God doing some new things in your life. Fresh things in your life. Oh, how that is so important. Amen. Our worship, our prayers, even the Word of God can become something that is just, it's just what we've read, and we've read it before, and the teaching and the preaching and the ministry, all of it can become so routine that there's no heart in it. So what we do when we set aside a time like this is that we're asking the Lord, Lord, make this new to me. Make it fresh to me. Let it be something, Lord, that you ignite a new flame and fan the flame in my heart so that it becomes real to me once again. Amen. The freshness and the desire, you know, that the enthusiasm that a new Christian has. If you remember the service before when we were talking there from Revelation in that Ephesian church that had left their first love. They left it. They didn't lose it. They left it. It was a gradual, slow moving away from their commitment to God. And their fervency. And that's what the Lord says to that Ephesian church. You're a working church. You're a zealous church. You have all these wonderful qualities about you. But I have somewhat against thee. You have left your first love. You've walked away from it. So we need to think about this. We need to ask the Lord, Lord, is it possible that I've served you for 20 years or 30 years or however long you've been a Christian? Is it possible that I could serve the Lord and get into such a routine that I just kind of gradually move away from that love, that fervency, that commitment? There's a song, it's a fairly new song that I've heard a time or two. It's called Going Through the Motions. This is more of a modern song, but it speaks pretty clearly, I think, to what we can do. Going through the motions, singing our songs, raising our hands, praying our prayers, kneeling in the altar, going through the motions without any real, anything heartfelt, without anything really being changed in us or being affected. Here's just a few of the words. Because just okay is not enough. Help me fight through the nothingness of life. I don't want to go through the motions. I don't want to go one more day without your all-consuming passion inside of me. You ever feel that way? I don't want to spend my whole life asking, what if I had given everything instead of just going through the motions? Is that what you're doing? Is it possible that we could do that? It's possible that preachers of the gospel can do that. It's possible that we could just go through the routine of what we, you know, we've done it, and so we just do it. And without the reminder or the recognition of the fact that we're just going through the motions. We're just in a routine. And there's nothing fresh, nothing new, no voice of the Lord, nothing that's inspiring us or speaking to us to our present need in our present situation. We are faced with really challenging times right now in our world. We need to hear the voice of God. We need to know what God wants us to be doing. We can't just go through the motions. We can't just be in a routine. We need to allow God by His Spirit to direct us and to speak to us. But are we giving Him the chance? Are we doing what He's called us to do? You see, the walk with Christ, it is not something that starts off fresh. It's something that God intends to be fresh all the time. We have that object lesson in the Old Testament, the children of Israel who went out to gather the food, the manna, every day. It had to be fresh and new every day. They couldn't gather it up and save it for the next day, or it'd be filled with worms, it'd be contaminated. So they had to go out fresh every morning and gather up what they needed for that day. That is an object lesson, was to them, it is to you and I here today. A reminder to us that what we need for Monday may not necessarily be what we need for Tuesday. We need to understand that every day is an exercise in newness. We need something new from Him. We need something fresh from the Lord. We need Him to speak to us and to help us, to direct our steps, to give to us wisdom and insights into His Word for every day, fresh every morning. Amen. Every day, God is a God of newness. We're to walk in newness of life. We're to serve in the newness of the Spirit. And we used these verses last Sunday morning. Amen. So how can that happen? Well, we have to recognize that it is not the will of God that we just go through the motions. I've been around the church, and many of you have been longer than me, but I've been around Pentecost all my life. And I kind of know what to do. I know the songs to sing, and we know the routine of the prayers. We know the routine of the service. But quite frankly, we need, in this new year, we need some new things from God. We need to hear His voice. We need a new and a freshness in our walk with the Lord. We need to go out and gather up some new manna every day and recognize that for our everyday, God has something that we need. We're facing challenges every day, and we cannot ever predict what those challenges might be. We don't know, but God knows. Amen. He knows and He can provide for us just what we're in. And so if we here at this local church, if we can recognize that we can't just be in the routine, we can't just go through the motions of church and church activities, we need God to direct. We need God directing in our worship, in our ministry, in our understanding of truth, and our understanding of the Word of God. Those of us that stand in the pulpit to preach the Word of God, I don't need a sermon. I know what I need. I know I need to hear from God. I know that I need to spend enough time in the presence of the Lord and with His Word, that I need a word from the Lord. I don't need a 3-point sermon necessarily. I need to hear the voice of the Lord. I don't want to be in a routine, and I certainly don't want to fall into a rut of Pentecostal exercises and Christianity that's just, you know, what's expected of us week after week after week. 2014 needs to be a new year with some new things. Some newness from the Lord. Amen. How can that happen? Well, a week like we've designated this next week has great possibility and great potential. Our flesh recoils. Our flesh screams, no. Our flesh, but our spirit says, oh, but Lord, I want to hear Your voice. Oh, but Lord, my flesh is screaming no, but my spirit is longing and yearning to hear from You. And if the spirit, that spiritual hunger and desire, can somehow override the flesh and the carnal things of our life and cause us to say, oh Lord, this is what we really need. This is what I need. This is what each person needs, each family needs, a voice from the Lord, a word from the Lord, a touch from God as we gather together. There's a quote that I've used a lot of times. It's not new to you, but it every time I read it, it always really stirs me to think. If we always do what we've always done, we'll always be what we've always been. If we always do what we've always done. Now, that doesn't mean that there aren't certain things about our doctrine, and we know that God is immutable. He's not a God. He's not a God that will change, but He is a God of newness. He is a God of freshness. He is a God that speaks to us, that's up to date and current to our circumstance that we're in right now. I need a word for 2014, and so do you. I need a word for my life and for my household and my family, and so do you. We need to know what God is wanting to do in this next year here at this local church. We collectively need to pull together and bind together and ask the Lord, Lord, what is it that You're saying? What is it You want to do? Now, God wants to use us, and I read to you from the book of Jude here, and I'm going to get to this here. Verse 20. Actually, when you look at verse 19, you can see that in verse 20, he begins to give the contrast to the previous verses. The previous verses. Talking about those. The last days. That we walk after their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. What does it mean they separate themselves? They pull away. When a person determines that he wants to live a sensual, carnal, ungodly life, then he pulls away from the Word of God. He pulls away from prayer. He pulls away from spiritual influences. He pulls away from the church. He pulls away from he separates himself unto sensual things, carnal things, having not the Spirit. But then in verse 20, the contrast is this: but ye, talking to the people of God, talking to the body of Christ, talking to the church, but ye, beloved, ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith. Interesting phrase there, your most holy faith. It's talking about what you believe. It's talking about your doctrine. Your most holy faith is describing the teaching and the principles of the Word of God. And that's how we are built up, by His Word. But ye, beloved, instead of separating yourself unto sensual things. Instead, you draw near to the Lord and you build up yourself. You strengthen yourself. You edify yourself in your most holy faith. You dig into the Word of God. You search the Scriptures. You spend time in the Word of the Lord. You go to God's Word and you ask God, Lord, would you in your Word show me, speak to me, make it real, make it fresh, make it new, make it something, Lord, that helps me to understand what you are doing right now and how that you want to speak to me in my present circumstance. Build yourself up, edify yourself, strengthen yourself in the truths of God's Word, your most holy faith. It's talking about your what you believe, your doctrines, the principles and the truths of the Word of the Lord. You spend some time in God's Word, and that strengthens you. Amen. That builds you up. It causes you to be able to face the challenges of our day. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Do you know that even prayer can become routine? Even prayer can become something that is just going through the motions. Sometimes when you come before the Lord, instead of going into your normal way of prayer of, you know, the different things that you begin to say, it's not a bad thing just to wait quietly before the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, would you use me in prayer? Would you help me in prayer? Because I'm not able to do this. I only say words that are sometimes routine and going through the motion, but I need you to anoint me and I need you to empower me of your Spirit so that I will pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit. We know that we are incapable. We are limited in our ability to truly pray powerful prayers, but not if we trust God. Hallelujah. Not if we ask Him. So the contrast that He's given to us here is strengthen yourself in the truth of the Word of the Lord. Pray, but don't pray prayers that are of your own natural ability, but pray prayers that are in the Spirit, directed of the Spirit and empowered of the Spirit. Wait on the Lord and allow Him to bless you and anoint you so that you can pray like you don't normally pray. Keep yourself in the love of God. Instead of gradually moving away from God, get a hold of God. Stay in that place of communion. Stay in that place of closeness and fellowship with the Lord. Keep yourself in the love of God. Don't drift away from Him. Keep that love commitment alive and real and fresh. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Recognizing that we are a people that have an eternal purpose and an eternal destiny. Amen. Amen. We're living out our lives in this life, in this world, but God has put us here for a particular purpose and a reason. We need to understand that we are a people of eternity, that we have an eternal destiny, and God has placed us here to have an effect upon our eternity and the eternity of many others. And of some, have compassion, making a difference. Do you want to go through the motions? Do you want to keep just going through the motions? Or do you want to make a difference? Do you want your prayers to make a difference? Do you want your worship to make a difference? Do you want your ministry to make a difference? Oh, I don't want to go through routine. I don't want to go through the motions. I want to experience a freshness and a touch of God, an anointing of the Spirit of God, so that every time we gather together, God is speaking and God is working and supernatural things are being accomplished among us. Oh, we need that so desperately. Hallelujah. Jude says, make a difference. Make a difference. Let me tell you, I believe that for every one of us here, God has put us where we are and He's placed us in this particular time. He's allowed you to live in January 2014. And it's not so you can just fill up your days with nothingness. He has given us time, and he has given us purpose. And we need to fill up our days and the opportunities that he's given to us to try to make a difference for the kingdom of God. Because that's all that matters. That's all that matters. I understand that sometimes people go to Florida. The population of Florida at this time of the year swells. All the snowbirds escape the cold weather to go to the warm place. I understand some people have to do that for their health, and you know, forgive me for what I'm about to say here, but there's like, I don't know, you have a feeling, you see all these condominiums and all of this rich living, and you just think, Lord, people are wanting to spend the last years of their lives in complete comfort and ease, and their life to be filled up with a whole lot of nothing that really matters. And that's pretty disturbing to me. That's not always true. Now, we heard as we visited Dan Betzer's church, First Assembly there, that there were some people that come in right after Christmas, and they're there for months and months, and they were ushers already. They have a ministry in that church, and so wherever they're from, Michigan or wherever they are, they go down south, and there are people that they just continue right on with their ministry and their work for God, and I'm all for that. But the whole idea of just, a rich lifestyle on the beach and all the comforts of without any consideration of the fact that we've got just a certain span of time in our life, and God did not give us this time so it could all be consumed in our own flesh. Amen. Forgive me if I've upset your plans for the future retirement. You've been placed in this world to make a difference for the kingdom of God, a difference for eternity. And that's what he said. Of some, have compassion, make a difference. Make a difference in your world. You know, early disciples in Acts 1 and 8, they went and waited in Jerusalem until they were endued with power from on high. And it started in Jerusalem, then it spread out to Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. But it just first started off right there in Jerusalem. And I think a good lesson for us is the place to make a difference is start where you are right now. Just start where you are. Just start in your household. Start in your family. Start in your church. Start in your job. Wherever you might be. And ask the Lord, Lord, I want to make a difference for eternity's sake. I want to make a difference for the kingdom of God's sake. Start off right where you are right now. Now, God's plan may be a lot bigger than just right where you are, but the good starting place is now, where you are. Start making a difference in the world that you live in. Amen. Make a difference in the world that you live in. Influencing your family, influencing your friends, that circle of people that you come in contact with week after week after week. God has so arranged that so that you can be a godly light and salt to them and a righteous influence upon them. And you might be the only link, the only hope of eternity that they have. Have you thought of that? Make a difference in your world, in your neighborhood, on your street, in your community, to our city, and then spread out. Our circle of influence will likely grow, amen, if we'll do what he's given us to do. There's a principle in the scripture, if you are willing to use what God has given to you, even if it's small, that God can take that small and turn it into something great. He is faithful in that which is least. That's what God is looking for. Faithfulness in your role, in your responsibility. Be faithful. Make a difference where you are. Amen. If you're faithful in that which is least, then God will spread your circle of influence. He'll give you even greater opportunities and a greater potential to touch the lives of people. So how can we act? What steps do we need to take? Well, we need to pray. And I know that sounds like, well, that's what we always do. But we need to fervently pray, and we need to ask the Lord, Lord, open my eyes. Because I live in my little world. But Lord, would you open up my eyes and help me to see what you want me to see. Help me to see, Lord, what you would see if you were standing right here. And help me to do what you would do, Lord. And look for needs. Let me tell you, there are needs everywhere. Look for needs and then step in and do something about it for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. And I really think what we need to do is we need to get over the whole idea of I'm tired and I'm worn out and I've got too much on me and I've got this. We need to just push that thinking out and realize that we've got, most of us have lives that are fairly easy. Do we not? Oh yeah, we do. Fairly easy. We can just go back a couple of generations and we'll find a people that when they needed water, they didn't turn on the faucet. They had to go get it. Wasn't too many decades ago that if they were keeping warm in a season like we're in right now, they were cutting a lot of wood and looking for a lot of coal to make it happen. And all we do is just turn the thermostat up. Amen. But we're so wore out. We're so wore out. We're so tired. You know, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we're not allowing things to be in perspective to see that really in our lives we have a lot of things that are much easier than generations before. Amen. Amen. You know, in Oklahoma, there were a lot of churches, Pentecostal and Holiness churches, when I was a young person, and they didn't start their Wednesday night service until 7:45, and some of them 8 o'clock. And I remember asking, why do they start so late? And they would say, well, that's a carryover from what they used to work in the fields, and they would work until the sun went down, and then they would come home, and then they would clean up, and they would go to prayer meeting. Amen. Tell you what, a lot of it has to do with a mindset, you know, that and a weariness that settles in upon us, and it's the spirit of this age, and there's a lot of things that are wearing us out that we just need to kind of get rid of. Amen. And find an opportunity, and find a ministry, and find a need, and step in and do something for the glory of God. And make some sacrifices for the kingdom of God. What does it matter? What does it matter if you have a lot more things of this world, if your workmates, your friends, and your neighbors across the fence don't know anything about the Lord, are not serving the Lord, and you're not witnessing to them or encouraging them or ministering to them? If they're going to be lost and go to hell within your reach, what an awesome thing to consider. It might require some sacrifice, and I'm probably going to have to carry on with this Sunday. Nobody's going to want to come Sunday because they're afraid what might happen. Find a need. Step into a ministry. Allow the Lord to use you. Let the Lord do something new and fresh in your life. Amen. Amen. Sacrifice. God has not called us to be comfortable. Amen. He has called us to spend our days and our energy for the glory of God. Amen. For the kingdom of God and for the souls. Make a difference. Have compassion. Make a difference. It's all tied in here. When you look at the distinction between those that are of the fleshly nature and those that separate themselves into that ungodly carnal lifestyle. But ye, beloved, you build up yourself in the word. But ye, beloved, you are strengthening yourself in the Spirit. You pray in the Spirit, and you have an eternal perspective, and you have compassion for those that are in need and those that are lost. You probably wouldn't have to go very far from your house to find somebody that spends most of their time all alone. A man came up to us today, began to talk to us, and we know him, we were acquainted with him. But just in the few minutes of our conversation, 6 years ago, his wife left him. He's retirement age. He spends all of his time alone. And he came up and told us, you know, he's just one in hundreds and thousands of other people that spend most of their time all by themselves. They don't have a friend. And some of them, many of them are lost. And if you would become their friend, you could probably make a difference in their life. Amen. Well, we ought to be shouting here tonight. Sacrifice. Be bold. Understand that God has a plan and that we need to be in step with it. We need to be in step with it. I don't want to go through the motions. Amen. Amen. I don't want to do that. And let's ask the Lord. Lord, freshness, newness. Speak to us, Lord, what you're wanting to do, how you're wanting to work. What is it that you have? What is your plan, Lord? We can make plans, and I do that. I make plans. You know, we need to do this, and we need to do that in the year 2014. But plans are fine, but what about his plan, his purpose? What is it that he wants to do? Let's stand together. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. I thank you, Lord. Lord, that you can strengthen us. Help us, Lord, to build up ourselves in our most holy faith. Help us, Lord, to be strengthened, to pray in the Holy Ghost. Lord, to be eternity conscious. And Lord, to be compassionate and to be willing to make a difference in the lives of those that you bring us in contact with. Oh, Lord, step out of our little world. Step out of our little comfort zone. Step out of that and be bold and, Lord, allow you to use us to make a difference. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.